Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. We gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You got to get, come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
Bye.
Wait. Think I wanna hit the horn.
Good morning. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Witham live from Studio A this morning. Happy Dr. Martin Luther King Day to you as we embark on this celebration starting tomorrow. But it's been Dr. King weekend every day. Some of the things he stood for we'll go through. See how good you are as it relates to the history and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. As always, read your African-American newspapers, no matter where you are. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. We have My Eye Messenger, which is an online publication you can get daily. We have the Texas Metro News as well as the Garland Journal. No excuse for the news, because we got it all right here, all bundled, since that's a good term for today, all bundled in one. So we're just so happy to have you here this morning on this beautiful 16th day of January. I know a lot has happened. I did wish my brothers at Kappa Alpha Psi happy Founders Day, but since then we've had the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta, happy Founders Day to you, as well as the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha, happy Founders Day to you as well. A lot of things are going on in January. I want to say happy birthday to everyone, and I'll add one a little later once they pop on the line so they can hear their name. We won't have to tell them that we wish them a happy birthday. But so much is going on. We have a great event prepared tomorrow here, and we'll get Harold on a little bit to kind of talk about it, or we'll talk about it a little bit more in depth as we get ready for this King celebration. A day of service, not a day of work, and that's what we're trying to get done as well. So much to talk about, so little time to talk about it. As always, we have an app open platform for you. If there's something, an announcement or something going on in your neck of the woods, just let us know. We will accommodate you. We ask that you still remember Sunday morning, and we'll be respectful of that as well. Let me bring in the Prime Minister of Oak Cliff, Texas, known in some circle as Harold. I had to think about what I was talking about right there, but we'll bring him in. None other than Harold Horatio Hubbard, Jr. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dr. Wiggy. How are you today?
Oh, man, feeling rosy, feeling whatever I can feel this morning. You see, I got Barry White up here already. Sure you're right.
That's good. Good. Well, I mean, I've been up, got me a good little workout in, and feeling good today, Andrew.
All right. What you getting good,
you
feeling good?
You might have to keep your finger on the mute button this morning. I'm feeling a little fritzy.
All right. Well, you can feel foggy now. Just don't jump. Just don't jump.
Boy, you something else. Don't jump.
Because I might have to move the lily back. I might have to move the lily back a little bit.
Well, like you said, we're going to be event intensive today, but there are a few other things, man, that kind of done sparked my interest, and I'm hoping we can at least touch on some of those. But, man, of course,
okay.
Like you say, we've got an event coming up tomorrow at the African American Museum that we're just hoping just comes off as beautifully as it's been planned. We want people to come out and want them to know that we will be very responsibly socializing. I don't want everyone to be in fear of coming. We will have some very strict guidelines in place to keep everyone safe, as well as educate people about the pandemic and the virus. So it's an event that you don't have to be afraid to stay away from. Come on out and share with us, shop with us, learn with us, do a little bit of everything with us tomorrow. It's going to be a long one for me, Andrew. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, also, if you're most people who are out there still trying to debate whether or not they need the vaccine, we will be providing that tomorrow at Realizing the Dream Healthy Expo, Living Expo. So we'll go through that a little bit. You have authors. I mean, you name it, we're going to be pretty black tomorrow, and that's all I know how to be. So
there you,
you know,
go.
Stressing buying black, that's been one of the pledges or one of the campaigns of Dr. Frederick Douglass Haynes III of Friendship West Baptist Church. So we'll look at that. Must continue. Superb woman of the day, Harold. None other than Nanette Lee. She's funny. She's talented.
Hey.
She can cook, too. For
yeah,
those who If that name sounds familiar, it's Nanette Lee from K104. She's a comedian as well. She hadn't been out there in a while, but she's Dallas-born. And you've seen her. You've heard her. Now she's turned into a little cook. So she is our superb woman for today. And just happy to see her. It's been a minute since she's kind of been in the limelight. We all know her from Skip Murphy and the Morning Team. But let me read just a little bit about her here. She's a Dallas homegirl. Nanette Lee attended A. Maceo Smith, New Take High School, where she studied drama and theater arts. You know, I had to catch that. I've been corrected all of my years. It's theater to me, but it's theater because I'm a theater.
Yeah.
Theater.
You got to roll at a theater.
Theater. You have to almost kind of pinch one finger and hold your head up. Theater. She attended Dallas County Community College, and that was part of the historic Skip Murphy and Company team that woke listeners up on the weekdays with dogs, laughter, and welcome information. She also was the host of Fat Tuesdays, which was a comedic moment here in Dallas. That is our superb woman of the day, Nanette Lee. And now don't forget tomorrow, stop by. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, that makes me feel good to hear that from her. Hear from her. That's good, man. Always was the same.
Well, good, good. And homegrown, so that makes it even better. Yeah. She's risen to great heights, and we want to continue to wish her well. But don't forget, the main thing is the Healthy Expo. We're going to be at the African American Museum tomorrow, starting at 9, from what I understand, Harold. And we have some vendors there. We will have thermometer checks. You know, if you, it wouldn't hurt, bring your vaccine card, just in case somebody asks. You know, but we just want to make sure, because we're all about not only feeding you knowledge, but protecting you as a citizen in these great United States, Dallas, Texas, Dallas County, Oak Cliff, Texas, South Dallas, just to name a few. Want to make sure everything is on the up and up. So if you get a chance, come on through. They canceled the parade, but again, you know, if you can do something out of day of work, day of service, we'll have some folks there definitely talking about the legacy of Dr. King. We're going to give you some tidbits today as well. So much is going on, so little time to talk about it. We're going to talk about some judges, some elections. You know, those are coming up as well. So sit tight as we go through a lot. Harold, before we get started, did you hear about the hostage situation over in Colleyville? That
caught
area over
the end
there.
Of it, caught the end of it last night. I had a long day yesterday, so I woke up and caught the news, man, and it was as it was ending. So don't know much about it, but I've been trying to find something about it this morning, and I haven't been able to. But, yeah, that was seemed pretty intense, man. The guy took some hostages inside of, what, a synagogue?
Synagogue, yes.
Trying to get some Lady Al-Qaeda released is what he's claiming, that we have had in custody since around 2010 is all I've been able to learn this morning.
Right. Well, they got all
the hostages. You know, we got psychos. You know, they just claim something. Yeah, that was seemed pretty intense, man.
Some tough times today. But they're saying all the hostages were rescued after an 11-hour ordeal at a Texas synagogue.
Right.
Wow.
Man, and I mean, he's no witness from what I understand as well. So that means it ended at least semi-violent. I mean, he didn't take anyone out, but they said he's no longer with us.
Wow. And you know what? We always thought the church, synagogue, mosque, were a safe haven. But this is
we
not
hold on.
This is not the first time in the Dallas area. Remember the guy who killed the people in church over in Fort Worth?
Yes, sir. Actually, was it what's the name of it? It's kind of south and west of Fort Worth. I remember the incident you're talking about, though. That was Church of Christ, if I'm remembering correctly. And they were armed and all of that, and he still was able to kill some people.
Because that was the controversy, that the church members were carrying guns.
You should be. Now, he started on that. I have no problem with them being armed at all. At all. Like I said, if you outlaw guns, only outlaws will have them. I really believe that.
And you know what's scary about the state of Texas right now? Anybody can carry a gun, hell. Anybody. Everybody. Sound like I almost had a flashback by the song. Anybody, everybody, everybody scream. I forgot about Sunday morning. I got to clear my head.
Yeah.
But let me tell you about our great governor. Let me throw this out here right quick. Our great governor had offered Gregory Abbott had tweeted about 20 minutes after the large bang of gunfire was heard in the direction of the synagogue just outside of Fort Worth. And a spokesman from the UK Foreign Commonwealth Development Office said email to CNN on Sunday that they were aware of the death of a British man in Texas and are in contact with local authorities, but stopped short of confirming that he was the same man as the hostage taker. But a combination of Texas finest, the FBI unit that's based in Dallas, was over there in Colleyville, and President Biden even came in and thanked the state, local, and federal law enforcement for the work of getting hostages out safely, and that authorities will learn more in days ahead about the motivation of this particular hostage taker. You know, Al, we're quick to point out in society some of the don'ts of our law enforcement, our don'ts of our politicians, but this is kind of good to see that some of the do's of our men and women in blue to get these hostages safely out. And my hat's off to them this morning for that heroic event. You can't say it any other way. And the area you were talking about before where we had a hostage situation, you said just west? Just west of the city? I see it in my head, but I'm
trying to find it now, Andrew, exactly where Colleyville is. But I'm pretty sure that's where it is. You talking about the church
Colleyville is just north. Colleyville is just north of the airport, northwest of DFW entrance. A well-to-do neighborhood, kind of the South Lake Part B.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Southwest Part B. Average income, I would think, might be in anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million, and that's just, you know how they have guesstimates? That's the Drewament death in that particular neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But are you talking about Benbrook? You had mentioned something.
Crowley is the place. Crowley is where I remember the church being.
Right.
The church shooting.
Right.
We mentioned Crowley.
But when
I couldn't
remember was
it
in church.
My...
Right.
Yeah, that was
right. That was North Crowley and the South Crowley.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you
yeah,
just
believe it.
You know, again here in Texas, you know, we just need some divine intervention. We need our leaders to get down on their knees. If they can't get down on any knees, we need to have a pillow drive where they can get down and won't hurt themselves getting on their knees. I'm just looking at this country after that last election. This country, in the Sunday morning, I can't say what I want to say because I'm trying to respect that it's Sunday. We have made a left turn for all the wrong reasons. This whole
he's
country.
He's already campaigning for the next election, believe it or not. I was looking at some clips this morning, man. It's ridiculous. He's stoking the fire. He actually, man, made a statement about Mitch McConnell that you wouldn't even believe they played on air. He replaced the M with a B and said, we need to get rid of him. And they played it on air.
His own party?
His own party. He's fired up about him not agreeing with the election being a sham. You know, some of them have stepped back from him on that. I mean, keep themselves from being called to testify, I'm sure. But, yeah, so that's one of the reasons he's aimed at him specifically, that he's not backing him on this. On the election being a fraud and, you know, all that stuff. Yeah, it was kind of weird. It caught you too, huh? You should have heard it when I heard it this morning.
That one caught me.
Straight up call. I mean, man, straight up with a straight face called him what I just told you he called him. Said, we need to get rid of McConnell.
And as we were saying in the neighborhood, I thought they were boys.
What that got to do with anything, huh?
Wow. You know, and that leads, I'm going to play this a little early. I may play it a little later. Just a little bit. Folks, I'm telling you, if we celebrate Dr. King, I just want you to get stirred up. I've been hearing this since I was a kid. And it's amazing how I still get goose pimples from just listening to this speech. And we'll just do a little snippet, not much, just a little snippet on I Have a Dream. And you know what? We have a lot of activities coming up for the year, and we're going to ask some questions of you. And if you get them right, we'll get your information. And when we have events, we'll make sure you get some VIP treatment from us at our events. So just sit tight. A day of service, not a day of work. Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
I have the pleasure to present to you Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. Exalted. And every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, my country, tears of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when we gather, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Well, I'm going to let you marinate on that one a little bit.
Yeah, that was good.
Dr. King.
That was good.
Marinate.
Hey, if you
marinate.
Don't mind, can I start a trip, the trivia with an easy one, see if we can get people to participate?
All right, go ahead.
If someone could buzz, let Andrew know they want to pop in and tell us what his birth name was, that'll be an easy one to get us started.
Mm-hmm. All you got to do is press 1. Boy, And Harold, we know they going to Google right now. You know that, right?
Okay, we just want to get information out. That's fine.
Y'all going to Google. But you know what? We want you to leave with more than what you came with this morning. And I'm just so happy of that. Dr. Martin Luther King, what was his birth name? And I can follow up to support your answer a little bit more. If you know more about it, go ahead and do it. But I'll be like the cleanup batter. I'm here to clear any doubt out there.
There
so
you go.
All you got to do is press one.
If get us
press
early
one,
it's money.
But as they're thinking, hell, you know, I mean, as a kid, you cannot conceptualize what it meant when you heard that speech. But as we get older and we, you know, now we the old folks, so to speak. We the mamas and daddies that we grew up with. Now we're in that forefront. And how it resonates in our minds. And we think about the things that we're going through right now in this country, you know, where you have people fighting the government. Well, we've always fought the government, but never in the tone or the way that we've done, especially a year ago. Denial. You know, hell, I mean, I know you're a military man, and I love working with people of the military. But, you know, when you hear people saying that, taking
man,
our country.
I just had to laugh. I'm getting texts, Andrew, that we got an answer by text. I guess they want to just let me know they knew it.
Yeah, but let the world know. Go ahead and press one. Don't be shy.
Yeah.
This is an avenue or a platform for you. We got to get you radio ready. There they go, Harold.
Come
there
on,
they go. Somebody. Hold on. Hold on. Give them both credit.
Crowley, Texas.
All right. Well, good morning. Welcome to the world, according to Drew. What's going
on? Good morning.
Good
morning. Nothing much. How are you guys? Harold,
good
you make me sick.
Good morning. I know. I have to get you on out here, girl.
His name was Michael King Jr.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go.
And
this is one of our educators are talking, ladies. That I've been trying to join on Saturday morning. I can't never get in with them.
I know. We didn't do it this Saturday, but let me tell you, one thing that I do love about Dr. King's fight is that he was fighting for his wife and her family and their legacy in Atlanta, and it wound up being more national than anything. And that's the original start of his fight. He wasn't really trying to fight for America because we know integration was not right. That's my spiel for his lesson, but it was originally to protect the black family. And I don't know if most people know that.
Well, I agree with you. That's where
teachers
it started.
You know, teachers.
And the unit, you know, even back then, we had some single-parent homes as well back then, but a lot of people worked through their misfortunes, I'll put it like that, to try to keep that family unit intact. And, yes,
right.
He wanted his, you know, he always made reference to his kids being able to get out with other kids. And even today, children have no idea what civil rights are. They sit
right.
And they play, but then they wonder why Johnny doesn't talk to him anymore. Or, you know, we ain't going to say Raheem, even though I said it, but we don't know if little Tommy. We got Tommy's too. That Tommy can't talk. We can't play anymore. So kids honestly don't see the color until it's been introduced to them probably by family members or what society has presented to them. And you'd love to see kids play. But as they get older and people start putting different things in their head, I'm always reminded in Charlottesville, you had an 18-year-old kid that plowed his car into those people who were demonstrating there in Charlottesville. That's when we got the first peep of what our president at that time thought. There are good people on both sides. But you have dismissed the idea of a youngster running his car into a protest, killing somebody. He's 18. Let's give the daddy benefit of the doubt. Dad had to be 38 we're going to say he was at least 20 years old. Daddy wasn't even a gleam in his parents' eyes when all this civil rights was going on. So somewhere we've lost the stories. Okay? Is it lost by accident? Or is it lost on purpose? You know, but we've lost it. And the thing is that we try to get people to be together, but it's hard when you don't have everybody playing the same game. Go ahead, Harold.
But the thing is, the hatred is still being passed down. You know, we may not be passing down the stories of it, but believe it or not, man, the hatred is still being passed down. So it's up to us to pass down the stories of the legacy of King as well.
Right.
You know, we can't just rely on society to do it. We have to make sure we educate our children on it. Because I'll be honest with you, like you and I have talked about before, a lot of our education about the civil rights didn't come at school, not through the traditional school. It might have come through our teachers, but it wasn't in their lesson plan. Let me put it that way.
Right.
And that's true. And then some of it came from home.
And a lot of kids, you're right, came from home. That's right.
Yeah,
we want to thank you, Miss Lady. And hopefully, if you're not busy tomorrow, you'll come visit with us a little bit at the African American Museum. I wasn't able to really put together anything because I had a lot going on here these last couple of days. But we're hoping that you would come at least join us a little bit.
I will. It's because it's from 1 to 5, right?
10 to 5.
10 to 5. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I can come early in the morning.
Yeah, you can.
I can come in the morning time. That would be great.
Okay.
All right.
And I'll
be it's a good trip.
Yeah, we'll look forward to seeing
you. Okay.
Well, continue to listen with us for a while if you can. I know you're probably getting ready for church or something.
I will. I am listening, so can y'all take me off the radio, though?
okay.
Or do I need to dial back in?
No, I'll take the hand down.
I'll do it again sometime too. I appreciate it. My cousin called me out and stuff, you know.
Okay.
All right.
Hey.
Hey,
they know
you don't know. I don't know what that thing, though.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. You're taking it down already. Yeah, so but we want people, you never know who's listening, and we want people to continue to listen because what we want to make your day a little brighter, a little bit more informative, give you that nugget that can make you proud of who you are. I don't care what nationality, you know, anytime you can leave with some information, that makes things that much greater. And, again, we're going to be at the African American Museum tomorrow. For the wellness, don't believe the hype, still resonates in my head as the drum major for what Cheryl does. She beating the drum, she leading us around, Harold, and
yes,
which is
she
good.
Is. Yes, she is.
Good.
I'm going to try.
I think that continues to need, or any city, you know, build some self-pride. If others are just pissed at because you're doing it, why not? They do it all the time, whether it's good, bad, indifferent, whatever the case may be. But our legacy is so important. And if we don't gain, if we don't step forward from what people have done for us in the past, then we're going to die as a people. So, folks, encourage your kids. Encourage your grandkids. Pull them to the side. When they want to look at certain things on TV or play a game, pull them over to the side and give them some black history. That's what they need. Understand how we've come this far. So I almost threw out a church song. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. But you know what? We've been leaning on the Lord, but sometimes we have to lean on ourselves to get stronger. And continue to make a difference in this world. Harold, you touched on something earlier about, you know, about even with Dr. King, some of the things that we were doing, some of the contributions that we were making to society or for society, and they didn't want to acknowledge some of the changes. But I always say that I learned right here in Dallas, Texas. Right here in Dallas, Texas. People with these heart monitors or pacemakers was made by a man that was right here in Dallas, graduated from Booker T. And if you can give me his name, I'll make sure that Cheryl and we'll do something nice for you, because we want you to not only be a part of the show, but we want you to grow as well. And I know his name. I knew his son. And his son never talked about it, the accomplishments that his dad was able to achieve. I can tell you, he finished with Booker T, went on to Fisk University, Fisk College at the time, in Nashville. But if you can tell me who and what the contribution, pacemakers and all kind of devices, patents, all you got to do is press one. We got somebody right in here right now. All right. We'll bring her back. I was just kind of lightening her thing up a little bit. Era, I won't come to you missing. But those are
okay.
Things. Did we lose you? Oh, okay. No, that's fine. No, we didn't lose you.
I'm here.
All right. So, then, just to look for Health Expo.
Go ahead. I was just going to try to give out a little list of some vendors and let people know a few things that we had confirmed.
Go ahead.
We got, let's start. Well, so I won't show no favoritism, you know, the warning radio or nothing. I'm going to just start here at the top. Had to put my glasses on. While I was putting my glasses on, man, you know, I figured I'd go ahead and put that out there. We've got Ra. I'm not sure what they do. Maybe you're familiar with them. R-A-A-H.
Okay.
They were with you. Let me see something here, man.
All right. And while he's getting more, you know that we're going to have some food trucks out there.
Yeah.
They're in the park. So, again, folks, I can't stress it enough. This week I talked on Marvin's show about COVID and kind of our life with COVID. I mentioned that it may be a thing of the past eventually, but right now we're dealing with it, something that we might have to deal with the rest of our lives, of being careful. They talked about the herd immunity. It is happening somewhat. But again, folks, I always say it's like going into a fire with gasoline on your clothes. You go out there with gasoline,
sir.
I clean it up, because I use another narrative when I talk about this.
Yeah.
But if you go out there with something that lights very easily, you can get burnt up. So let's be responsible. Take your vaccines. And I know some people feel a little different about it. There are a lot of people that felt that way, that are not able to express themselves the way they once did. Let's put commas in our lives, folks, not periods. Now, we talk about education. You know, a comma is the... You're slowing down, a comma slow down. You might have one independent thought that you're going to put another one in, that thought process. But once you get a period, that's the end of that thought on that sentence in our lives. So let's think commas and not periods when it comes to these vaccines. Numbers are still going up across the country. And when I spoke on Friday about my admiration for those who were in New York when this first started, this pandemic, was that New York, the doctors in New York, did everything to make sure that everybody got a chance to live. They shared ventilators, and I mentioned that, okay, well, they could catch. Well, they already got you know, oh, I got to get away from God. But I love to say it anyway. They already had COVID. And so what you're trying to do is just preserve life. And that's what they did in New York with these valves for two or three people because they were running out of ventilators. But if we do our due diligence to stay safe, put your mask on. Put your mask on, get your vaccination. And if you choose not to, that's yours. But don't be so selfish where you walk around with no mask that you can get other people sick. We don't want that. We don't want that. You're old enough to make decisions for yourself. And I think the best commercial out there in TV land was when the daddy said he was not getting the shot, and that little young lady said, "Daddy, well, can you get it to save me?" Now, if that didn't pull at your heart, I don't know what else will.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get our family members. Let them see it. If you can find it on YouTube or anything, send it to somebody you know that's not interested. Y'all might not talk for a minute because they're going to be pissed off that you sent it. But when they decide to talk to you, tell them that you were just concerned about them, how much you cared about them as a person, and want them to live their life to the fullest. And I stand by that message. Let them know. I'd rather for you to be pissed off with me about trying to help you live longer than for me not to say nothing and you check out of here. It is serious.
Let me touch on a few of these, man, while I got my glasses on, Andrew. We've got Night Sky Wolf is going to be one of our vendors. Optical Care. Glitz Optical with Optical Care. Then we have Mazai COVID Testing. Coffee Creek Media Group will be there with us. Bejewel Book, which is my little cousin, Miss Amy Larry, and her daughter that wrote the book that we had on a little while ago. She'll be there. As a matter of fact, she's going to have a couple of books for us to give away as door prizes. Then we have, I don't know how to pronounce this, so forgive me, but it's Nevaehs, Nevaehs. It's Bath and Beauty. We have Paul of Hearts, Andrea LaShawn Tutoring. Miss Andrea, we have, Bonds Assurance Protection. We have Adaptive Training Foundation, which I'm sure that booth will be manned by Keith, and I believe they have someone else coming, as well as we have Adaptive Scuba. They'll be joining us as well, which are two great places that have helped him with his recovery since his amputation, man. I'm just hoping if we have any disabled people in the community that want to come out and get some information, they'd be sure to check with them. Mabel's Afro Beads. We have A&K Day Doll Company, just to name a few. And let you guys know that it's sponsored by Comerica Bank. Lankford Avenue and the Dallas Morning News are some of our major sponsors. We'd be remiss if we didn't put them on the list. Those are our, like, signature sponsors there. Comerica Bank, Lankford Avenue, and the Dallas Morning News. We sure have to make sure we get their names in there. And we just want people to come out, man. That's just a partial list, and I'll get some more here and name them out a little later on in the show.
So, you know, we think about Harold, Food for the Soul. This weekend is Food for the Soul, Mind, Body, and Soul. And I'm sure Mocha is going to be there. They always support. I might even let them, you know, I've never had anybody put anything on this beautiful face of mine. Yeah, men can have a beautiful face. It's okay. You know, it's how you carry it, Harold. But
okay. We want to continue to have people come out. We're going to have some of our elected officials. We want to thank Judge Tammy Kemp, and I'd be remiss if I didn't send out a shout-out thank you to my good friend of mine, Pastor Corey Tony, New Leaf Family Church, as well as CEO of No Limit Bail Bonds. They were donating some items to us to help us pull off this great event. And we're hoping some more of our elected officials will come out and meet and talk with some of their constituents. And, of course, we can't leave off Commissioner Price. I'm glad to know he'll be in the building as well as a supporter. So I love this technology, man. I'm getting some live updates. She's going to mess around and make me a good co-host for it's all over and said and done. Well, we're going to thank our whole Dallas County Health and Human Services Department who will be out there. Is that the ones that are going to be out giving the vaccine and the education about the booster and stuff?
Probably so, yeah. If they're giving the shots, yeah, it will be giving the vaccine, some additional information.
Just let people know this isn't just a little politician thrown together. We have some major people out here helping us pull this off.
Mm-hmm. But, and we want to, of course, thank Cheryl for putting us in a position where we could also help people in the community as well. But it's going to be quite interesting. We need you to be responsible, those who can hear our voice today and spread that. We need to have our mask on. I'm sure we're going to have some masks there if you don't have them. But you know what? We can still coexist in this community if we do our part.
That's right.
If you go to the barbecue smelling like gasoline, I tell you, you don't get close to the fire. You don't get close to the fire. So the thing is, that's what we need to do is just be responsible enough and think of others. And like I said with my favorite commercial, Daddy, can you get the shot for me? You have to go through those phases in order not to spread things. And I know a lot of people have thought they were invincible. And they're no longer with us. And we don't want you to feel invincible. We want you to feel safe. We want you to live safely. Those are the things that we want you to do. As we embark on Dr. Martin Luther King Day, federal holiday, most schools are out. Your bank closed. So no excuse. Come on down. Come on down to Fair Park.
Let me say a little something else there, Mr. Co-host. I want to let people know that I would be remiss if not letting them know that the great Andrew himself will be broadcasting live during our event. And we have some other people that are kind of signing in with us here. We have support of the NAACP, League of Women Voters, Poor People's Campaign. Importantly, man, I want to put it out, Andrew, and maybe we kind of skim over it a little too quickly sometime. But this event is being held at the African American Museum. And if nothing else, they're a great supporter of this event, as well as we want to bring some positive light to the event. And just on yesterday when my son and I were down there, there was a family that had came in from Kansas City, Missouri. I don't know why they were in town, but they were there to look at the museum. So that shows you that on a national scale, our museum is noted. And I think us as locals, we need to support it as well. The African American Museum in place for a few years now. It's sustaining itself, but I think it would be a lot bigger help if we as locals would support it as well.
Right. And good morning to Dr. Harry Robinson, who is the curator, the owner, the you name it, he is the engine that makes that little train go over there. And I'll make this public, Harold. I have always been a fan of history, if you didn't already know. And that would be a dream job. So, Dr. Robinson, if you ever want to take a seat, you let me know, because I would love
you admit that public information or not, that you gunning for a job.
Like, looking for that next job, I could do it. I really could. I would be ecstatic if given the opportunity to make a difference in the lives, especially of our people, of all people. Let them know so much rich history and so many contributions we've made to society that we don't get credit for. And that's why when Black History Month come up, I will give you all the patents that we are responsible for, some of these things that you enjoy on a daily basis. And I was just wondering, did anyone get the, okay, we got a couple of numbers here. We have someone here. We'll go to it. Welcome to the world, according to Drew. What's going on in your world? Sir or ma'am?
Hey.
One.
How are you? Hey, freezing on the East Coast, but it'll be okay. I just wanted to quickly say, because I know you have a lot to cover, that Martin Luther King's death and legacy are crucial to the big puzzle, and that big puzzle is evaluating and determining why darker Homo sapiens are typically at the bottom in Australia, America, Canada, the Caribbean, everywhere where Anglo children have gone, because white people basically come from Africa also. So that's going to be something crucial, because I don't think it's just Marcus Garvey or Martin Luther King or Malcolm X or Patrice Lumumba or Thomas Sankara. It's a big picture, and there are millions of people around the world working, paid, to suppress and oppress darker humans. So we can't do it alone. It will take really a group effort, and disregarding sometimes people's religious affiliation, gender preference, if they have dreadlocks or permed hair, all these things that are our personal choices, we're really going to have to, because if we look at Dr. King, some of his supporters were very diverse. Some of you know his main writer had a lifestyle that many black people wouldn't agree with in terms of sexual preference, but Dr. King looked past that. And I'm a straight guy, and I befriend everybody, but everybody doesn't befriend me back because they're like, well, you ain't straight, or you ain't gay, or you ain't black, or you ain't all kinds of stuff. Like, what is wrong with you people? So anyway, we can do this, y'all. One day we'll get to the promised land. Thank you.
Very good comment. That commentary. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, brother. Thanks, sister.
You know, and that's so true. You know, we every
that's
so, say,
hey,
you can look at a banana. You can look at fruit. Harold, hold on one second. You can look at fruit, and you can't tell what's inside the fruit until you get into it. You know, and I think that's what this country is, that, yeah, you're a banana. We know what to expect with a banana, but sometimes you don't get what is advertised. And give people an opportunity to write you and write you by giving you knowledge. If it's something that you're not biting on as far as the knowledge, then, you know, just be courteous to hear them out. But it's up to you what you follow. And if you get something that stirs your fancy, so to speak, then research it. It's too many vehicles today for you to go. As he mentioned, Carla just mentioned there, we're all over the world. And, you know, we used to do things within our own race. If you were darker than a brown paper bag, you couldn't do this or you couldn't do that. We were buying into the propaganda of what it is. And I know I would have gotten in much, Harold, with the richness of my tan. But I've always had to be able to talk my way into a door. And I'll tell you this quick story. Higher Regency moves to Tampa. On my resume, you know, I don't have a middle name. I put it out there, Andrew William III. Boy, I got a call quicker than Jackie Robinson stole second base. And I got the guess who coming to dinner look when I showed up at the Higher Regency for a front office position. Now, mind you, I was college, just started. And when they saw me, it was almost like Spencer Tracy, all of them dropping their jaw, not knowing what I could have brought to the table. And that's how the world is. We judge you by what we see and not what we know. It's very unfortunate for those who can deliver. You know, we come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. And some of us are so heavy with knowledge and things of that nature that we can make a difference in our society. But that's just like a book. Mm-hmm. You can't tell what's in the book until you open it.
Mm-hmm.
And practice that too, because we do bring so many things to the table, and we just need to just do what we need to do to make it happen. You know, hell, we getting old now. I hate to say that, but we are. We are the people who our parents were 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
And so we have to leave our impression on these kids behind us, our nephews, nieces, whatever the case may be, our friends. Because this is where we have to go folklore. And let me give you a quick lesson on it. Half of the time, you know, I talk about that ham all the time. But most of the things that we know has been passed down through generations. And if it wasn't for that grapevine, as they just call it, heard it through the grapevine, we wouldn't know what we know now. That's why it's so important to talk with your kids, talk with your nieces, talk with your nephews. Tell them about the family. A lot of people don't even know that they had Uncle Joe or Uncle Willie or Auntie Pearl, anybody. But we just don't talk about it enough. And once we talk about it, we're able to change the world one person at a time. That is what we're needing. And hopefully when we come to this expo tomorrow, we'll pick up those little nuggets, those nuggets for you to take back home. And I'm telling you, it will make a world of a difference. It will build some pride in our youth. Build some pride within us that we were able to tell the story about us. That's the way we're going to make it. You know, a king said it may not be tomorrow. It could be in 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 2 centuries, whatever it takes. But if we start today, we can make a difference in the lives of the people that we come in contact with. It's 8 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the world. According to Drew, excuse me, I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A this morning on this Dr. Martin Luther King weekend. His actual birthday was on the 15th, and we're going to celebrate tomorrow on the 17th, federal holiday. For those who know, can you tell me what year? The first year of the national holiday for Dr. King. Raise your hand. All you got to do is press one.
And
my caller from New York, press one to put your hand down. And if you want to come back, press one to come back up if you don't mind. Thank you. Go ahead, Harold. You wanted to say something.
Yeah, just I've got, man, thanks to Miss Marva here. I was able to find an email she sent me during the week with a lot cleaner list that I see with my eyes. I just want to run down real quick again on some of our vendors, if you don't mind. We got the Black and Light app, Nursing with Nature, the Wellness, Southern Pecan Pies and Treats, Jewelry, Youth Conflict Resolution Center, Incorporated, Mabel Afro Beads, Tracy M. Shelby for judge, one of our great people running for office there. Then we have Adaptive Training Foundation, Bonds Assurance Protection Agency, Tutoring and Education Counseling with Ms. Carol Hall of Hearts, Neve's Bath and Beauty, Bejeweled Books, Coffee Creek Media Group, Leah Hills and Think 3 Media, Sandra Street for Judge Campaign, Nina's Fine Able Foundation, Louise's Pizza Truck. Go have us some food there, it looks like, too, Andrew, like you said. Then we got that Orange Food Truck, Mazai's Test. I believe that's going to be some networking vendors with the education and health stuff. Mother Earth Natural Baked Goods. That'll be good to see something healthy that maybe I can eat, Andrew. And then your favorite, Mocha Makeup and Skincare, will be there, Miss Keena Williams. And we have Smoke Quiche. I got a feeling that's some food too, Andrew. Networking vendor. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, I'm all about wellness. I'm going to try not to sample everything. But
we don't have to sample. Well, hey, we can have a cheat day tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
And hey, we got the garland.
Okay.
Yeah, we can have a cheat day, man, on the food anyway. But
right.
I just wanted to get those out, man, because we're so thankful to our vendors, and some of those were just outright donations, man. And we have to be thankful for those that support iMessenger and Miss Cheryl Smith and her endeavors, and that's our job to help her get the message out. So just wanted to go down that little list right quick.
All right. On this Dr. Martin Luther King weekend, always know, we know about I Have a Dream and some of the things, but look up where he went to school. You know, we talked about he was born Michael King Jr., and then his dad changed his name to Martin Luther, and he became Martin Luther King Jr. Know, at least be able to know some of the history. Folklore is what they used to call it. And, you know, he advanced civil rights through nonviolence and civil disobedience, inspired by Christian beliefs and the nonviolent activism of Mahatma Gandhi. All right, he was the son of early civil rights activist and minister there in Atlanta, Martin Luther King Sr. I mean, he graduated from college, Harold, at the age of 19.
Yes, sir.
Can you imagine doing at 19? But they had the foresight to finish school, went on to Boston University Theological School, giving you some hints here on some questions I may ask, where he met Coretta Scott. It's amazing. They're both from the Deep South, and they were being trained up in Boston, Mass. Amazing. During those days, and the rest is history from that. He was at one time, he was the first president of the SCLC, better known as Southern Christian Leadership Conference. He was in so many movements, one of the first ones, you know, there was an Albany movement that was in Albany, Georgia. He was trying to organize certain things and protest there. It was unsuccessful there. And we didn't hear much about that, but the Montgomery bus boycott in Montgomery, Alabama, that Rosa Parks were a part of. So, again, this stirred up a lot of things in the South. I mentioned previously about the Tallahassee bus boycott where the students were down there. We'll talk about the sit-ins that were in Greensboro, North Carolina. And if you ever get a chance, folks, I have pried myself on every time I go out of town, I'm trying to find an African-American museum, trying to learn more about my history. I think I know a lot, but there's always more for me to learn when you go to these various cities. Been to one in Baltimore. I need to get back to Washington and get to the new African-American museum that is there. That is my next project. I've been to the Lorraine Motel. I've been to the one in Montgomery. I've been to the one that's actually in Birmingham that sits right across the street from the 16th Street Church where the three little girls were bombed in the church. Folks, I mean, you just will feel the intensity. And I always thought I may be psychic. However, don't call me looking for the lottery numbers. If I win, then you may call. I might have it under wraps. But when I go into these various places, I can just feel the pain, the anguish that these individuals had to endure during these times. That's just me. I'm just so in tune because I had my Sunday school teacher who was an old social studies teacher. You don't even hear that anymore, social studies. They'll just say history now. That made us think outside the box, made us feel proud of who we were because everybody with skin color, guess what? We had no control of how we look today. We can modify it and get some mocha cosmetics to make it look better. However, the DNA structure, we had no control of it as a baby, an embryo. We go all the way back. So we have to deal and live with what we have. It's your temple. And if you get to this point, if you've gotten to this point, you've made it happen by just being you. And that's what we've always asked you. Be yourself. You can't be anybody but yourself. I can comb my hair to the left, comb my hair to the right.
True.
But
it's so true,
I can't
man.
Be anybody.
And just
go
be
ahead,
the
hell.
Best version of just be the best
yeah.
version of yourself. Man. That's what our goal is every day, to wake up, be a better you than you were yesterday. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's claiming to be, but you can definitely be better today than you were yesterday. And you'd be surprised at the miles you can travel by taking one step at a time. One step at a time. And, hey,
right.
man, you
and
know what, Andrew, I got to say this right quick, if you don't mind. Give me just a little bit of leeway here. Man, I want to thank right now is the first time in my life I've heard his government name, but I've always heard his name just referred to as Preach. And that is the guy that works for Mr. Tony that was able to get me access to those tables for us to use on tomorrow. But his name is Alvin Mansker. I'm telling you, I've known this guy for years, and that's my first time ever knowing his government name. But the reason why I mention that is that in Mr. Tony's absence over at New Leaf Family Church today, he will be preaching today, man. And I told him I was going to make sure that I join him on their Facebook Live to hear him preach, man. And I just wanted to say that because we got Mr. Tony on the line listening way from Vegas, and he just sent me that. So I want to make sure I put that out there. I know him as Preach, but I know his government name now, Andrew, is Minister Alvin Mansker. But that was amazing. You and I talk about that a lot, how we'll know people's name as what we know it, and we never know their government names.
Right.
But I just wanted to put that out there.
What
he went out of his way to give me access to the tables yesterday.
Right. But see, we don't sit down and talk like we used to.
That's right.
You know, we're caught up with our smartphones. I keep saying they're making us dumber. Because we want things instantly found. And it's like trash in, trash out, even though it's not trash, but it's kind of like your trash on your computer. You get just enough of it. When you finish, what do? You put it in your trash and you get rid of it. But we need to hang on to this stuff and make sure our kids are involved. Will there ever be another Dr. King? Who knows? Because who could have endured what he endured with being under the surveillance of the FBI? J. Edgar Hoover, we've heard so many stories about him, how they handled King, tapping phone lines, knowing his every move, following his family. Then he, in their eyes, messed around and won the Nobel Peace Prize for combating racial inequality through nonviolent resistance. See, that wasn't supposed to happen. But he got the world recognition of the Nobel Peace Prize. In 65, he helped organize two or three Selma to Montgomery marches. You know, we talk about the Pettus Bridge and things of that nature there in Selma. And we know Cheryl was a part of some of those marches there as well. You know, she went back years after.
Hey, man,
and let me clear it up.
Don't be telling people that, man. Don't be throwing my boss at you.
No, Cheryl was young when they went across, but she's gone back.
Yeah, she was about 3 years old.
Yeah, the reenactment of it. You know, then you have the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 77, Congressional Gold Medal, and, you know, and even posthumous, as they like to call it in the black church, was getting awards. And then in 86, Ronald Reagan, of all people, signed his holiday into made a holiday from Dr. Martin Luther King. Who would have thought during those times in 86 that will occur? So
that's right.
You know, there's a, you know,
hey, you know,
he may not come when you want, but he's right on time. And
right on time.
God, that's right.
You know what, Andrew? I was listening, like I told you, I was watching CNN earlier today, and Mr. Dumpster Fire was already campaigning for the election, And I want people to know, and I'm going to say this to myself, and I'm saying it to you, and I hope Ms. Cheryl is able to help us with this. It is not too early for us to start getting people to be registered to vote. And I'm hoping someone tomorrow, we will have someone emphasizing that. Andrew, we can't let our guards down, man. If he already campaigning, that means he should already be ready to nullify his efforts. That's the nicest way I can put it. I had to catch myself. But I think we need to start now. Don't wait till a month before election time or a couple of weeks. We need to start now. And that's why we'll have the League of Women's Voters there. NAACP will be helping us with these efforts. And we want people, if nothing else, come out and get some information on getting yourself qualified to vote. The Poor People's Campaign is another people that will be helping us get people registered to vote. So let's just, man, I mean, it's just, we got to do it, man, Andrew. And, I mean, if we do it now, we won't have to be that 12th hour trying to come up with ways to combat this guy, you know, because you already know, if you don't know, you should know it's going to be a lot of money thrown in his coffers. You know, it's not everybody was aware of the shyster that he is and jumped off the bandwagon. So there's some people that are going to be throwing money in his pockets. You know, so we need to be ready. Let's be registered to vote.
I always call myself somewhat of a history buff. It's amazing. Remember in January 6th, trying to overthrow the government by those means. That was interesting, but that's a repeat on history. We just have to fight. Like you said, 22 is going to be very pivotal. Well, I'll come up if I don't have it. I've just got 12,000 names in my head right now. It's a pivotal moment for us in this country. So we have to be prepared by getting to vote. Some of these kids that are 16, you might need to talk with them because they're going to be able to vote. It's right now, at least for the next election, get these kids ready and teach them how to go about the process. You know, we talk about folklore, expressing them how we were not able to vote, and now you have the privilege to vote and let them know how important it is. We don't know what the shark-infested waters have for us, but I can tell you this. There was a book I read years ago, How to Swim with Sharks, and my interpretation, because you got to have your own about it, you know you're jumping in dangerous waters. Either you have to swim faster to stay ahead of them or find a way to go down and let the sharks pass over you, and then you won't have to worry about them at all. See, there are resources out there. We can build champions in your own household. You can be blessed with. But we can't sit up and let the ship pass, and you're not ready to go.
That's right. But when I was able to go do that scuba event with Adaptable, man, I learned some things. If the sharks don't see you as a threat, swim right by. I say, wow. Really? I'm going to let y'all just hold it at. I'm not going to try to prove that one. But, you know, it was just telling us how, you know, if the sharks in the water don't see you as a threat, they'll check you out and swim right on by. And I just told them, well, I'm going to let y'all, I'm just going to believe y'all on that one. I ain't going to never try to test that theory.
All right. Well, hold that thought, Harold. Hold that thought.
Come on.
What's the world according to Drew? What's going on in your world? Eve, good morning.
Hey, God bless you, good brothers. How y'all doing today?
Good morning.
So glad to hear you all. Yeah, I was wondering if I'm down here in New Orleans. I wonder if I can get a ride from one of you two brothers for the event tomorrow. That'd be okay?
Andrew, yeah, we got his helicopter off the pad for you right now.
Yeah, so that sounds like a nice program. What are some of the what's the program going to consist of tomorrow? I'm glad to hear about the vendors. What are some of the programs happening at the center tomorrow?
It's good that you would mention that. I have a little itinerary, if I can just give me just a second, Andrew. And that's good that you asked those kind of questions. See, man, we wait on you to call in to give us a little guidance. You know that too, man. We look forward to it. We'll be looking forward to
like
that.
There are going to be a lot of things that are going to be enriching. Boy, where's my head today? There's going to be some things that are good for the soul. You know, we talk about soul food. We're going to give out some nuggets. Every chiclet, whatever you want to call it, that's going to help us go to the next day, to the next week, to the next month, to the next year, to the next century of just passing information to those individuals. So we wanted to get down to the lowest level, which is our children, so that way they can carry the torch when we're not able to carry it for ourselves.
Excellent. Let me give you a need quick run Mr. Andrew. Let me give you a quick run round. I'm thank you so much for that, brother. You, man, we're going to have to bring you in as a program director, man. we're gonna have the vendors, of course. They're gonna start setting up around 8:30, 9 o'clock at the latest. 9:30, we're gonna start a little music playing. We have Ken Bell, he's our DJ between sets. Then we have at 10 o'clock, we're gonna do an opening prayer, and we're gonna have like a little drum roll and hopefully a little moment of silence and recognition for Dr. King himself. Then we're gonna do a welcome for our sponsors. Going to bring them in and at least introduce them, as well as I don't know if she's going to let them say a little quick thing or not. It just depends on how we're doing on time. And then Cheryl, being the host that she is, she's around 10:55 going to do a mental message. And we're going to have karaoke at 2. I'm sorry, y'all, but I'm getting some updates here. And we've modified the schedule a little bit because of COVID. Okay. So let me just go back here and let me go back, run down to it right quick. Then we're going to do a presentation of speakers. We're going to have a mental message. And we're going to give away some door prizes about middle day. Like I mentioned earlier, man, our little author is going to donate a couple of books for us to give away. I'm sure Cheryl has something set up unique to give those away, give away our door prizes, as well as I know we brought some other little giveaways down at the museum on yesterday. And we're going to have like a vendor roundtable. And believe it or not, they're even going to do some line dancing and something special like that for the kiddos and those who like to shake a leg while Cheryl is singing karaoke to us. I'm sure she's got some favorite renditions. She's gonna pop on us tomorrow. So she makes sure that everybody knows. And guys, believe it or not, Andrew, we had such a good response. We had to limit the vendors due to COVID and that we're inside. So just to let everybody know, enough room to be socially distanced and be responsible with this event, because the last thing we want to do is be a spreader event while we're trying to give out information and education about the pandemic.
So Eric, there are a lot of things that are planned for all ages on the spectrum, of just not only understanding the legacy of Dr. King, but ways of getting ourselves prepared through the wellness channel, whether it's mental wellness, physical wellness. Those are the things that are going to be addressed, things that were, you know, healthy living, healthy eating. Those things will be discussed out there. And it's been an ongoing thing for years with
Andrew's going to be broadcasting live from the event, so that'll be a way for people to
Now, how do we
stay
listen
in? Touch
in?
With the event.
Same means.
Through Blog Talk?
You can come on through the same programming. I know Marva's setting it up. I'm not sure if we're going to do the StreamYard. We're working towards getting that, Eric, getting this broadcast.
We'll get that to you. I'm hoping Angela will be able to get that information to you as soon as we get
I'd like to be able to tune in for
on Facebook Live, guys. I just got word it'll be on Facebook Live. Hopefully, Ms. Smith will tell us who's paid. I'm thinking maybe iMessengers.
Texas Metro News.
Texas Metro News.
Okay, right.
There you go. That's correct, Andrew. Texas Metro News.
What time shall I tune in for that?
So, Eric, you know, we grew up in AME church, so you know you got to be ready. Go and get a Sunday haircut, because you never know who walks. I'll have my Dr. Martin Luther King speech ready, like we do for Easter speech, Christmas speeches at church. So I'll be ready. But it just gives a chance to meet the community. Shaw has been doing this for many years. I've been working with over 20 years now. Ooh, boy, time flies. And it's just a good way to get back to the community. And I've always applauded
right.
For what she's done and what she'll probably do in the future as well. So it comes easy to me to do what I do because you want to help her reach her goal.
Hey, Andrew, I just going to let you know, man, Boss Lady said that Marva will be on from 9:30 to 10, Facebook Live with Marva, and the only reason we don't know your times is because you haven't let her know. I'm just going to go on and put you on blast like that, sir.
Okay.
So as soon as you get your time, Boss Lady, that's when we'll be putting telling people
well,
when
Marva's
you'll be on
there. Well, Marva's going to be about the first hour or so. That's fine. You know what? I'm like super glue. I'm just there to hold it together. That's all I
you're
got.
The big, you got your big boy pants on. I know that. You
yeah,
can
yeah,
have
yeah. I'm good. I am good. But, Eric, any celebrations going on in New Orleans that you know of?
Well, they typically have a public march, you know, a parade through the city, but that's canceled this year due to COVID, you know.
Right.
And so I did ask around and two individuals yesterday, but no one really knew anything. But I'm sure there are some things going on. I just have to look it up on the internet and see what comes up. So, but yeah, COVID just put a squash on it. And so, what I'll plan to do is listen on Facebook Live, the Texas Metro News, and I can pass that on to other individuals too in New Orleans.
Well,
you
know what?
Check
out,
you
know what, Eric? Now I saw on the news they weren't going to cancel Mardi Gras.
No, that's too much money involved in that. You can't cancel all that money.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They didn't cancel that. Yeah.
Too much money at stake there.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, if somebody got to go down, they got to go down. You got to bring that green back in, you know?
Yeah. But, Eric, you be careful because, you know, those events like that are super spreaders.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
I'm
going to go down to that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing that they will put the money over the livelihood of their citizens. And it doesn't surprise me, but it is what it is. But we're just so excited.
What's the temperature like up there today? What's the temperature there today in Dallas?
So,
believe it or not, we had some snow flurries yesterday, and today is supposed to get up to 60. You know, this
right.
Texas,
really?
Man.
Well, it's currently 31.
Yeah, it's like that here, around 35 degrees here. Uh-huh.
And rising.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're supposed to get
out. It's cold. It's cold. But look, let's, Eric, hold on. Let's get, I love when people punch in. We have our caller that was with us this morning. Again, welcome to the World According to Drew. Go ahead. You go drop some nuggets on us. I feel it. Go ahead.
Hey, oh, man, you put on the pressure.
Come on, you can't. You
I'm
got
about
us now.
To, listen, I just want to say digital plantation is more powerful than the KKK. So if you think about the days of slavery, at one point the KKK rose up, right? There was still the slave master. Well, today, look at Google and how they discriminate and face lawsuits. Look at Wikipedia, who I've personally been banned from 2 years just for correcting racist articles. Look at Yahoo. I mean, Microsoft. I Reddit that blocked my kids' black conscious art. And it's not me personally that this is about. It's about the experience and how if we're not careful, we're looking at the KKK and the police. We're on the top level. One company, Tesla, that makes the cars, they were sued and lost a case for, I think it was $300 million for discrimination against the Latino brother. So we have, when we're using and promoting, if the mechanisms we use are taking our views away and taking our friends away and blocking us and shadow banning, you think people are seeing your stuff and they're not seeing it, that's called shadow banning, then how do we get the word out? You know, so it's a tough situation, wow. But let's keep vigilant and thank you for the time and rest in peace all the brothers and sisters that paved the way for thousands of years, because this has been going on since Alexander the Great conquered Egypt and put in Ptolemy's rule and made the Egyptian mythical deities whiter instead of darker. And ever since then, we've been catching hell. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Hey, you know what?
Hey, Harold, you know what? You think about that. When they talk about Egypt and the contributions that we've made through these pyramids, they don't want to put Egypt on Africa.
That's right.
Great.
It's like it's two separate
and little E. Everything but on Africa. And if you know like I know, and you see how I see it, it's pretty hot. And you need that melanin in order to handle that heat that was there in that region of the world.
Right.
So
that's
you can
right.
say
right.
what you want, but you know, I always say my parents ain't raised
but
no
food. Like he made mention to, man, they come in and they knocked off the broad noses off of the statues and stuff. Man, I'm very aware of that kind of stuff, you know.
Right. And you had the big nostrils
to
handle the
heat,
and not the narrow European nose that they tried to portray.
Yeah.
You know, we need the nostrils for the heavy air.
Well, you know, Mike Tyson went over to Egypt and have a picture of Mike Tyson in front of the pyramids. And so he said he went over there to learn about our ancestors. So I was so proud of Mike Tyson, or Mr. Tyson, going over to Egypt to learn about our history and the inventions that we came up with in terms of calculus and physics and architecture and construction to put the pyramids together, you know.
Yeah. A lot of people gave Michael Jackson a hard time. He's cultural awareness as well, you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they're still wondering why those pyramids still standing. Who in the Sam Hill think they were elitist to have things that stand for thousands and thousands of years? We understand.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
As we mentioned earlier, the contributions we've not only made to the world, but to our country. And, it's just amazing what we've done. And I had mentioned earlier of a brother who came up with a pacemaker that they really been enjoying.
Right.
And then we'll give that nugget out, you know, in a little bit, made it inches. And we want them to understand.
Right.
I know everybody.
And that's
somebody.
I can't believe they haven't signed in yet.
Yeah. But, you know, again, we come from royalty, and we have to let our kids and people know that we were royalty, and we still are royalty. You know, it may not be recognized, but if you – again, this is my thing I've taught my kids. Always keep your head up so you can see where you're going. And the minute you get over, they can ride your back. But they never can stay on your back if you straight up. That's what I've taught them.
Right.
You got to be who you are. And don't be afraid to be who you are. Because a lot of people will try to take you down to their level.
Right.
You know, don't be with the populace. Be what's right.
Right.
Sometimes we get caught up trying to do things in order to be accepted. And if we can't do, we've made a lot of progress. We've come a long way. Still got a long way to go.
Oh yeah.
But we have to to our guns and have self pride. We've lost ourselves. Now, I'll tell if I try to lighten up this skin, you know something ain't right. I ain't going nowhere with it. It probably won't be even. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they don't make no bleach that strong, dude.
You know what? Say it again, Harold.
So they don't make no bleach. That's not that we need to. You know, we like you just like you are, Andrew.
I was already on the move. We won't hear from Harold yet, Eric. He's having some technical difficulties on his side.
How about that?
Hey, right, man. Hey, in case you guys don't know, when you get muted, it says muted.
Yeah, you're going to hear that mute noise. That's for sure. Muted. That's
I get that. I get that from time to time, Eric. I'm used to it. That's why.
All right. But look, guys, as we
he reminds me he's at the 20 minute keyboard, Eric.
Let me just, and I'll try to read some questions, and we'll make it easy with the true and false, and I'll try to give you a little tidbit about it. Okay, and we can start with our committee, and I'm going to put this over to the side. So if somebody, if you press 1, we'll be able to get you on board. I'm trying to move, boy, I tell you, so much you try to do here. All right, we in business now. Let's see how well
you
know Dr.
Martin Luther King. You want to give
all right, true or
so
false,
take
Dr. King won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1965. True or false, Eric?
True.
Okay, Harold?
I'm going to say false.
Okay, smart.
Just so we'll have our bases covered.
Okay. hold on to your answers. We're waking folks up. Good morning. Welcome to the world, according to Drew. Do you have an answer for that question?
It is false.
Okay. Hang
on.
Hey,
Mark, how you doing?
All right. We're going to call you Brother Nugget. What's up? What do you have a response to that question? That Dr. King won the...
strong false.
All right. And the answer is false because it actually Nobel Peace Prize was given to him in 1964.
Oh, that was close.
Yeah, but that's, you know what? It's not a nothing to degrade anybody, but we just something that we need to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, you can't go forward if you don't know where you've been.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one, and I'll give everybody a shot. Now, another true or false. Dr. King was the first Afro-American Nobel Peace Prize winner. Harold?
Oh, man, that's a hard one there.
I'm going to say
Eric?
False, man, because he had so many.
I would say false. Yeah, I would say true.
Okay, you got a true.
False.
All right, my caller out of Atlanta.
I'm going to say true.
Okay. All
true
right. Brother Nugget.
African American. Yeah.
I think it's false, like Belle Biv DeVoe and Ralph.
That's right. Ralph Bunch. Ralph Bunch won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1950.
Okay.
That's all right. We're going to be ready when we go through these questions.
Yeah.
All right. Who killed, in this general question, who killed Dr. King? Mark?
The government.
Boy, you stole my answer, man. Why you steal my answer, Mark? What?
You know what? I'm going to be the teacher, and I'm going to have to mute some of y'all. All right, Brother Nugget, if you don't mind me calling you that, Brother Nugget, I mean, you always
I have to go with government, even though it's not the official one, because they really pulled the trigger.
Okay.
Yeah, I go with the government, yeah.
All right. Well, in this case, the government was named James Earl Ray, as printed, the way they did. But, no, we understand. And fascinated. You know, a lot of people don't realize that Dr. King, he got a bad rep. He was just showing up for the sanitation workers there in Memphis, Tennessee. He was there to help them to get more wages for the work that they were doing, and they were striking. So he got the opportunity to speak at a Church of God in Christ there in Memphis. I can't think of the church name where he gave his speech. He really didn't want to get out there, the speech, out to speak. But they got him in there, and boy, I may not get there with you. One of the famous speeches. Man. And the next day he was killed there. They say James Earl Ray. You know every step he was taking when he came out of the Lorraine Motel. You know, we talked about all these fine civil rights museums. If you get a chance, go to Memphis. And the tour ends at the room of the very balcony where Dr. King was assassinated.
I tell you guys, I did boot camp in the town right outside of there in Millington, man, and I made sure that I got to go see that, man. It's something to see. I'm getting chills on me now just thinking about it, but it put chills on you just to be in that place, man. It was very, very moving. Very moving.
The day that changed history. Literally changed history. All right,
a lot of people don't realize how young he was, Andrew. You know, how young he was when he was assassinated. Younger than all of us talking right now.
Yeah, and I mentioned, but some of the things that he achieved as a young man, how many of us graduated from college at 19?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I was through with it by then. I might
got there at 18, not let alone we go on while you were 19. Graduated at the age of 19. Let me ask you, let's see how well you know Dr. King. Where did he receive his PhD in systematic theology? You can give me the city if you don't know
Boston.
Quite where the college is part of the name
Boston.
Anyway.
Boston?
Boston. Right. Boston University in 1955.
Wow. You wouldn't even think they let us in that school back then.
Well, if he was, think about it, Al. Excuse me. Think about it. He may have been the only one in.
He was a privileged person, too. Yeah, he was a very privileged person that really didn't have to make the sacrifices that he did. He could have just went on and lived a little cush-cush life.
Right. But think about it, Harold, and the rest of the panel this morning. When you go up, you had to go up above the Mason-Dixon line to get these theologies, these PhDs.
That's true. Uh-huh.
Okay? So you have to think about the time that we were in, or he was in, at that particular moment. Now, I would have been more impressed if he had received something from Alabama. We know that wasn't going to happen.
Oh, no. That wasn't going to
Mississippi. That wasn't going to happen.
No.
But to be able to go up to Boston, and I'm sure he had some injustices he had to encounter. But
Boston is known as a very racist city.
Yes. They can take a lot from you, but
it's
what's between your ears.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. If you got it, you have it. Now, they may do things to make you not remember as much as you need to remember, but they can't take what's between your ears, ever.
That's true.
All right.
Brother, can I quickly tell you that Boston, that university has Methodist-Presbyterian connections. Well, the Methodists and Presbyterians, like the Quakers, were much more friendly to black people. So that would explain why a university like that would, support Dr. King.
Ah,
okay.
They see. Explains it. It does explain it.
That's why I call him Brother Nugget. I'm telling you.
Yes,
he goes right on. All right.
All right.
Wind things down. We're gonna start, and guys, think about what Dr. King meant to you or means to you, however you want to look at it. We'll start with Mark in Atlanta. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, he was definitely a revolutionary. I don't necessarily agree with all the nonviolence, but
how did I know that?
That's another story there. But one of the things was Sidney Poitier also was a supporter of Dr. King's too. And also what people didn't know was Sidney Poitier, Harriet Belafonte, and Jackie Robinson, used their finances and resources to fund the African Airlift Program, which brought several hundred Kenyan students to America. One of those students was Barack Obama Sr. But anyway, not to get off the subject.
Oh, that's good. That's good info. I had got a little nugget of that myself. That's good info there.
But Sidney Poitier also did support Dr. King in several different ways as well.
Mm-hmm.
Let y'all know about that.
Right.
But
we know we've lost a jewel with Poitier, born in Miami, raised in Haiti, came back, went to New York.
He's in the Bahamas.
Yeah, from the Bahamas. Excuse me. From the Bahamas. That's a gateway to America back in his days, going down to South Florida, whether it was Broward or Monroe or even Dade County. So, Mark, thank you so much for that little tidbit. Brother Eric, you still on?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I really admire the, because he did it immediately for our generation in terms of the children. You know, just the bravery and the courage that he put on the line for our generation and beyond is really, you know, I'm just really humbled by that, you know. I didn't agree with some of his strategies. I'm more of a Malcolm X proponent, but Dr. King's bravery was unparalleled, you know, and just the love and the concern and the heart that he has for our generation and beyond. It was just, I just really admire him for doing that for us, you know, because he didn't have to do it. You know, he definitely didn't have to do it because a lot of other people didn't do it, but he decided to do it. So I really admire him for that.
Okay. Brother Harold, what did Dr. King mean to you?
Man, I think he meant just love, man. Love and sacrifice was like everybody has alluded to. He did things that he did not have to do, and he showed
that
love didn't necessarily mean that you were weak. Just because he believed in nonviolence didn't mean that you had to be weak. And that's something that I got from it at an early age. I hate to jump on, but I'm kind of like our other brothers. I think a good mixture of brute and strength goes along with that nonviolence sometimes to get your point across. But that's most. He displayed love, and that it didn't necessarily mean weak.
Well, that's a good point because he did use the Deacons of Defense as a security force, and the Deacons of Defense carried rifles and guns. So Dr. King did use them. Yeah, for some of his marches, he did use some protection along the way. So he understand how to mix the two together.
Right.
Well, but also,
we will be celebrating the life and legacy of at the Healthy Living Expo on tomorrow, guys. You know, we just want our people that are locally that can do it, those that can join us by dialing in to the number, starting with Marvel at 9:30. You can stay with us as long as you can. You'll be a part of us.
All right. Boy, they blowing your phone up. I hear you. I understand.
Came up with that one on my own, man.
Okay. Hey, all right. Now, I know I'm going to make my job very difficult because I got to follow all of you, and especially Brother Nugget. Drop it on us, brother. What does King mean to you?
It's really a sad day because, you know, when we look at Dr. King and all our brothers and sisters that died and look at where we're at now, I'm sure if he were alive, he would think, damn, that's what I died for. I kind of think of it in that perspective, Malcolm X, Patrice Lumumba, Thomas Sankara, Dr. King. We could go on for hours, and here we are in 2022, still fighting for justice, freedom, equality, and reparations. We haven't even gotten reparations.
Right.
U.S. Supreme Court often won't hear our cases. So Dr.
That's
King, I think, would feel just like Malcolm, that it's not about him. It's about how his life impacted us to positively keep lifting things up. And, I hope you all find the happiness and peace that we all want, you know. So thanks.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Awesome. I mean, guys, you can't say it any better than what you all have said. And that's the uniqueness of the fabric that we create in this country. We have similar thoughts. but how we present it and what little bit of information that we have, how we transfer it into our own world. That's the uniqueness of our life. It's like fingerprints. No two are alike.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you all making my job easy this morning. Harold's probably talked more than I'm still in. Oh, I don't know what to say about Harold this morning. We have five brothers here. Five. We have you four there and myself giving our spiel of what it is. And who said we couldn't get together for the right of mankind?
So we've
some of the thoughts they've had about us that we could all independently think, be able to project, and be able to carry on a sentence without a hitch. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Amen. Yes,
sir.
Who thought that we could be able to do that? Some people still think we cannot think. We don't have cerebral thinking process and this and that. But you know what? Y'all made me proud today. Proud to be who
proud
I am.
Proud of you, brother. Proud
and
of you.
For our king to do what he was able to accomplish in that short period of time, put his life on fire for us. It's not perfect.
Right.
I like what Brother Nugget said. If he came back today, he said, damn, did I lose my life for that?
For that, yeah. So we need to pick it up.
Brother,
pick
up my effort.
Yeah.
So we got some work to do, and it's going to take us, along with other brothers and sisters, because we can never do anything without each other.
Without our sisters, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Get things to a point where our kids, if they don't do anything else, they understand the legacy of Dr. King and what he stood for. And then maybe we'll reduce some of the black-on-black crimes.
You got that.
Let them know, but they need some guidance. We can't go around being a gangbanger and ask our kids not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You lead by example. So I am grateful. My hat's off to you, gentlemen. You're welcome every week. I'm telling you, you all have made
you the ringleader, though. We're not going to let that get lost. Stop you it. Are the ringleader and the ringmaster.
That's fine. I'm just happy to say that. But it's because of you and those who are listening. Keep me getting up every Sunday morning to do this.
All right. Awesome. Thank God. Praise God for that.
On behalf of Cheryl, the four gentlemen joining me today, don't forget we have the wellness. We're looking for the whole person to bring enrichment to tomorrow. I'll be on the air tomorrow. What time, Harold?
Well, Marva's starting at 9:30, and we're going to look to bring you in after her. You say you're going to give her an hour, then, you know. And, you know, if you ever get tired, all you got to do is find Commissioner Price. He'll take the mic from you.
Yeah, he'll take it. So on behalf of Cheryl,
don't be expecting it back, though.
Yeah, I know how it works. But on Cheryl, on behalf of her and her crew, we thank you for another day. And I want to leave you with this. If you stand up, if you continue to stand tall, they'll never ride you back. I'm out. Because you know what? I believe in an all-time God. Peace.